share a story to open up the next subject. Many years ago, many, many years ago, we had some young men on task force, very young boys, not men, boys. And probably, 12 years old or so, maybe a little younger. And one day, while they were here, I went into the office, and one of them was hiding under the desk from another one. So it made me laugh so much because here, this is to me a very serious object. This is a desk, where someone sits down and they work very efficiently and so forth, and there's very important papers on it. No, to this child, it was something to hide under, hide and seek. So it reminded me of the playfulness of being young, and also that even if we're not young, the element of playfulness and fun is part of human nature. Part of human nature we don't want to ignore, particularly as we get older. We don't want to forget about it, take things too seriously. So it also needs to be part of the nature of our activities, members' activities. So I was looking up in Saivadharma Shastras, see what it said, found a list. Gurudeva loves to make lists. Here's a list of activities, suggested activities for missions. So, first activity, of course, as you would imagine, is the weekly satsang in a mission house or at a monastery. Second activity, doing karma yoga to help maintain monasteries and temples. So everyone does those pretty well. Those are under control. But the third activity, providing for social events and activities, such as picnics, field trips, youth retreats, group outings, sewing circles, hiking, skating, family nights, breakfast gatherings, and non-competitive sports and games. For youth and adult members. So it's number three. Right after the two that we do very well, there's number three. So how many picnics have we all had last year? How many hikes? Probably not enough. So I was reminded of this by the success of the activity in Malaysia. I'm sure you all read it on satellite news. They had a family gathering for a few days in Port Dickson in Malaysia, and everyone really enjoyed it, particularly the youth. Found it very inspiring to have fun with one another and see their parents have fun together in a nice big social gathering. Very relaxing, and it definitely released tension and created a spirit of greater inspiration, particularly among the younger members and the children. So it's a good example of the need for fun and need for social activities of that kind. So having that in mind, we put it in the parenting guidelines we're developing. We have 9 guidelines for the first gurus, qualities they want to cultivate in their children. One of them is playful self-contentment. Playful. Playful self-contentment is when a child's usual mood is fun-loving, happy, and satisfied. How is this developed? It is through the parents living and verbalizing the philosophy that life is meant to be lived joyously. So that was certainly one of Gurudeva's messages, both verbal and just through his demeanor, the way he looked. You saw him and saw him smiling, and you felt that he was joyous, and you felt a little more joyous, and that was, life is meant to be lived joyously. You really reflected that quality beautifully. It is by holding the perspective that happiness does not depend on external circumstances, but is a consciousness we can claim, whether life is free of or filled with challenges. So that, of course, is our Shum perspective. Happiness is always there, right? Doesn't go away. We just have to move awareness into that state of mind. We just have to have the discipline, the self-control, to not look outside and get upset about something and feel unhappy. To look outside, see something, and remain happy. Why should life control our happiness? Why shouldn't we control our happiness? It's just a state of mind, state of consciousness that we can claim. So that philosophy, passing that on to the children, is the idea. It is by teaching the children to be satisfied with what they have in the present rather than what they desire to have in the future. So planning for the future and acquiring things in the future, thinking about the future, is good. But we don't want to get in a state of mind that until we have this, this, and this, we're not content. Until we have a bigger home, until we're retired, until we have a new job, until we have more money, we're not really content. We can be content right now with what we have. It is nurtured by the family spending times together, filled with play, fun, and laughter. Well, that's important. The ability to remain fun-loving, joyful, and content enables one to face with far greater equanimity the ups and downs of life. So that's the benefit of the quality, is that if we can hold this state of mind as different experiences come to us in life, some of which are always difficult, we're not as disturbed by them. We can hold on to this fun-loving, playful, joyful, satisfied perspective. So that's the goal of that one.